with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Hello, hello, you over there, Jop? Yeah, Brian's like flagging me down. It's like, hey, the rap's done. Time to get back on the radio, buddy. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we are here. We had a little sidebar going on there about an iPhone. Mine took a swim this last week. I'm driving down the road. It's sitting on the console of the truck, and out pops a deer out of the ditch. I nail the brakes, and after I missed the deer, that was good. And after the whole ordeal's done, I look down, my leg's wet. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I look over, and I've got a big tumbler of iced tea in the console, and my phone is deep in. So
Diver down.
I'm like, oh, crap, pull it out of there. Nope, it's shot. It's gone. So
they keep making new ones.
That's right. Yeah, I probably should buy the T-proof one next, right? But anyway.
They got like 250,000 people living in the factory.
Yeah?
In China. Yeah, they live at the factory.
Really?
Sounds like a horrid place to be.
Yeah, right.
But I do like the phones.
Especially when their alarms all go off at the same time, right?
I don't know if they even get those. Double done wings. This is something that some guys like to do. I just tried it, a couple months ago. One of the pubs we go to or breweries likes doing this. But basically, you smoke your wings and then you deep fry them or fry them. And it's a cool effect. If you like the crispy skin, which is why I tried it on a wing, which I do.
Right.
You smoke them first so you get the taste of the smoke, and then you get the fried effect to make it healthier.
You're right. Sure. Yeah. You know, you're just cooking off all the fat. Yeah.
That's yeah. And actually, I did it in reverse when I went to Boston a few weeks back. I stopped in Buffalo and got some of Duff's famous buffalo wings, the original buffalo wings. And I bought a giant order, and then I got a to-go container, threw them in my cooler, and those are deep-fried buffalo wings, hot wings. Well, when we got to the event, I had rented a big Southern Pride smoker that I was doing the event with, and I took all those wings and I put them in the smoker, and I laid about 2 hours worth of smoke on them. They were fantastic. I'm sorry I didn't buy a few hundred of them because the crew, the work crew there, went through them. They were practically gnawing my hands by the time we got done. You didn't want to get anywhere near the group, but you can do that in reverse as well if you have a deep fried.
Okay, so even if they're deep fried, because there's a coating on the outside, they take a little bit of smoke? Or?
They will. It'll take smoke nicely.
Yep, pretty cool. But that is... Were they battered when they were deep fried, or did you take them? Generally, they got a dry rub on them, right?
When I do, I just rub them with like a Memphis style,
maybe a little olive oil, EVO.
I don't even do that. Yeah. No, I just rinse them off, and the rub sticks right to them.
Yeah,
there's so much fat on the skin, you don't need to add fat to a wing. You're trying to get rid of it.
I used the last time I did it, and admittedly, it's been a few months. Because I like when I do wings, I like to do a smoker full of wings. I don't want to do just a little bunch. I want to do a big bunch of them. I use the Old World Olive Company's lime EVO.
I love that stuff.
And you roll those in there and then put a Memphis profile on there that's a little citrusy anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
check
goodness.
Those people out at Old World Olive Company and check them out online. And just go into one of their stores. They've got them all over the place. There's three in Grand Rapids, Rockford, Birmingham, Plymouth. They're all over the place. But just go in and taste and sample. If you never thought you'd go crazy about balsamics and flavored EVOs, they'll change your mind.
Right.
And you turned me on to those when we first started the show. They've been with us a long time, too.
Yeah, they have. Yep, great sponsor. But you mix a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of balsamic in a cup, and then just rub that bottom of that little plastic cup on your hand to get it a little bit warm, get a little friction, and then sip that. You get the true essence of what the combination of that oil and balsamic is. And if you've not been there, there's over 30 flavors of balsamics and about 25 flavors of oils. So the combinations, there's hundreds
of
them.
Is that a little Jedi trick when you put your finger
in
it?
I'm just telling
you.
You know what? Shasta showed me that.
Really?
I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, you got to warm up.
I'm kind of jealous. She never showed me that.
Well, that's because it's just the way it rolls, brother. I can't have everything.
All right, how about jerk chicken? You ever make jerk chicken?
You know, I'm not a big Caribbean spice guy, and that's what I think of when I hear jerk
well,
chicken.
Well, it is. It's Jamaican.
Right. And I just, I'm not that big of a fan of the heat that is in the jerk. You know, I don't, you like spicy food.
Yeah.
I'm not, overspiced food to me ruins it, but.
Oh, it's not overspiced.
What is jerk?
I mean, it's not overspiced.
Now, yeah, what is a jerk, right? Well, okay, Job, walk
you know,
right into that
when
one.
When I do jerk, I honestly buy McCormick's jerk spice blend.
Okay.
It's got all sorts of stuff in it, but one of the things I know is cayenne and habanero. And I honestly don't remember what all the other things are in there, but the easy way is to just get it from McCormick's. But now when you want to make a jerk sauce, if you want to make a sauce, you can go to thegrillingguys.com and download the jerk sauce recipe that's on there. And that's a really good recipe.
Did you come up with that one?
I did.
Yeah, I thought maybe.
But so a nice way to do jerk is maybe, again, if you're doing that rotisserie chicken, maybe you do a jerk blend on it, and then you take the chicken, you take the parts off that you want, and then you take all the other parts and pieces, and especially like thigh and back and stuff that's maybe a little tougher to work with, and you just take a fork and you shred it all. And then you take your jerk sauce and you pour it over it, and you just put it in a little warming pot, and you let people make – you can use it for wraps. You can use it like on pita bread or tortilla shells or whatever you want to put it on. But, oh, my mouth's watering thinking of jerk chicken. Because those joik wings I had at Greenbush were jerk and a bit overdone.
Joik to jerk chicken.
I'm telling you, there's something about wings that are just magical. And you can actually get drumsticks cheaper now because everybody wants wings.
Yeah, it's right. There's two wings and two drumsticks on a chicken, and the drumsticks are about half the price.
I'll go for a bone-in thigh anytime.
Yeah, yep.
You go to Sobey Meats, you can get them for like $1 a pound.
And they're wonderful.
They're fantastic.
Yep, and that's man food, and it's time for a little bit of man law. Now you're a man!
Yeah, today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac. And you know, Tony and Tony came out to the party last Saturday and brought me a great big load of pasties.
Yeah, I know.
They showed up late.
I was over there seeing him, and I didn't see him, but I mean, I was there till the last dog was hung.
Well, you had your gravy right there. You could have had a pasty and gravy.
I know. See, that's the way it works.
And then watch all my relatives run you out with a pitchfork.
Yeah, but I didn't see ketchup anywhere on the table. I'm just saying.
You mean that big pump jug? You didn't see it? Yeah, so thanks, Tony. And Tony, that was very nice. And there are none left. They went quite quickly, as much food as we had. But today's man law is... bitching about the brand of free beverage in your buddy's refrigerator is forbidden. But gripe it, if you will, at the temperature is not suitable.
Yeah.
We got a funny story from the party, too. We have these friends, Terry and Dave, who come over. You met the Merrill Lynch guy.
Right.
Come over from Detroit. And they're Miller Lite fans. They will drink nothing but Miller Lite.
Right.
Now, Dave enjoys a good cigar, and I had some great cigars that I got at Siciliano's. And we had some great cigars. I'm drinking the Nookie from Gravel Bottom. Shout out to Gravel Bottom. Thanks for that half barrel.
Yeah.
What a beautiful donation to the party those guys made. But she'll drink nothing but Miller Lite. And he pretty much won't either. He'll enjoy a good German beer once in a while or something, but... at some point in time, one of our friends consolidated all the coolers because there were too many and emptied all those Miller Lite and put them into one of my coolers. And Terry went berserk trying to find her Miller Lite.
Like
she bitched for hours. So she was forced to drink some Nookie. And she wrinkled her nose and acted like she didn't like it, but she actually loved it.
Yeah, so okay, word up here. Who's going to steal Miller Lite when there's a keg of
Microbrew? She was convinced. She was convinced somebody stole her Miller Lite. I mean, it ruined her night. The next day, I found it all in my cooler, which was so hysterical.
Right, take a picture and send it over to her.
Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. Check us out there. And if you want to leave a comment, leave a comment. And we'll try and get back to you and give you any kind of help we can.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in this weekend. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard. Create a little grill envy. Sitting around watching all these